Clint Dreiberg is live in London. He's at Westminster Hall, and he joins us now. Hi there, Clint. Thanks for joining us on the night shift on the Triple M Radio Network. Good day, Clint.
Good to talk to you, Pat, and I wish it was under nicer circumstances, but it is a world major event that I've just been part of, and an extraordinary feeling I've still got in my guts. I queued up for the last 14 hours with thousands upon thousands of others. In fact, I can tell you precisely, I am 95,315 of the red wristbands. Wow. I'm told there's about four or five colours. So times that by four or five to tell you how many people are going in.
And what do the colours represent, Clint? You're the red armband. What different other categories are they?
That's just the time I arrived. I flew over. I live in Dublin, so I came over late last night and just went straight from Heathrow, straight to the end of the queue, which at that stage was advising that it'd be somewhere between 12 and 16 hours. And the advice is pretty accurate. Unfortunately now, if you're listening and you've got friends perhaps in London and they were thinking of heading to the queue, people have been advised not to, because it's now less than 10 hours away from the actual funeral for Her Majesty. So they are worried that the crowds aren't going to make it through in time. And like I said, if I'm 95,315, there's many, many more of us. And Pat, I kind of felt a responsibility having to go. As I said, I'm lucky enough. I live just across the water in Dublin, in Ireland. It was a quick, less than an hour flight over. And I was doing nothing on Saturday night. And, thought it would be a good idea to see a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And all I thought about was that. And then as closer and longer in that queue, talking to people like Peter, who's in his late 70s, and he was telling me the reason why he was there. He told me in the 50s, when he was growing up as a wee tacker, the only time the house would stop was around the dining table when God Save the Queen would come on the radio. Mm-hmm. They would all stand to attention, and that would be the only time in their noisy house that would stop the noise.
I think lots of people are reflecting back now. They are reflecting back on moments where they might have even met the Queen, or like as you describe when God Save the Queen is on the radio. She means so much to us over 70 years. We're on Triple M. Clint Dreiberg waited 14 hours to visit the Queen's coffin, and you mentioned it was a very special moment in history. And the feeling, Clint, as you walk past, and I'm sure you bowed your head and you're so close to her laying in state there, what was the feeling for you personally and for those around you?
It, like I said, as I got closer and closer, when we got into the room, this grand hall, and I mean, the history in that room goes back to King Charles I. And unfortunately, the Charles that have gone on after him, the second and perhaps the third, haven't had a great track record. But like, there's so much history in the room. And then you look further into the room and there's the Queen, her body laying in the coffin. A coffin that was made 30 years ago, Pat. The undertakers who made the English oak coffin that the Queen is lying in currently, they're not even alive anymore. She chose and advised the coffin she wanted up to 30 years ago.
Amazing.
So we can't even know exactly where the wood came from.
And stuff. Right. So she chose the coffin 30 years ago, Clint.
That goes into this.
Yeah, the wood, and you would have been so close. And it's my understanding also it's lined in lead. It's a very heavy coffin. It's a tradition with the monarchy for their coffins to be lined with lead because it preserves the body. And, of course, they're sort of, placed within a chamber. So it's very, very heavy, and you'll need a bunch of big army guys to carry the coffin.
The soldiers have a weight on their shoulders in more ways than one, and they do a changing of the guard. We enter the room just as the changing of the guard was finishing. That happens every 20 minutes. They've been going for 4 days with this line in state ceremony, something that was done for the Queen's father 70-odd years ago. It was funny to see the line today stretching back 7 or 8 miles and taking 14 hours. Back when her dad was lying in state, it was a very different time. It was February. There was snow in London, and you were only allowed to visit the King's body when it was daylight hours. The queue still stretched for about 4 miles, so still not too bad, but a very different look of the people. People were wearing dinner suits and top hats and things going to visit the Queen. There was some well-dressed people going to see the Queen today, but most of them were just your average people. People I was standing next to had driven up from Birmingham, a couple of buddies. There were people who happened to be holidaying here from America, and they wanted to join the queue. And then there were people who came as far away from South Africa. They wow. literally booked their ticket mm. just to be here this week when the Queen passed away.
What do you wear? And, what did you wear, Clint? I noticed that David Beckham was very dapper with his hat and suit. He sort of dressed up for the occasion. Did you sort of make an effort as far as, you know, wear a suit or
I
something?
I wore the black tie, the white shirt and black pants and a nice jacket. You know, I wasn't quite as dapper as David Beckham. I mean, you can't compete with David Beckham. But nice to know that I've gone through the same sort of thing that David Beckham did just a couple of days ago. And everyone was really quite polite. If there ever was an example of the famous UK or London saying, keep calm and carry on, yes. that's exactly what the people were doing in the line today. They were there for their reason, just like Peter was, to show his respects from all those years ago listening to God Save the Queen. He told me his mum and dad would be very upset with him if they knew he didn't turn up today, a 70-odd-year-old wow. man. Yes. So that's why he did it. A Canadian military officer was here on another project, and he decided to join the line. Like all the people that she's touched, obviously, in this United Kingdom, in Australia, and all that throughout the Commonwealth, I sadly don't think that's going to last into this new monarchy.
Interesting. Anyway. Yes, that's right. Well, maybe it's a bit early to sort of tap into that that mood or feeling. So all the dignitaries are there. The state funeral is not too far away. Is there all, that discussion somewhere amongst the public where there might be a changing of the guard? There might be a shift of how we view the monarchy.
I asked them what they thought of Charles, and I think again back to the being polite way of life that is. Being British, they were all very polite and wanting to give Charles a chance. But I saw tears from people's faces going into that room today, hall, Great Hall, and then coming out of that hall, you know, emotions were unleashed. This woman was loved, but what she stood for. And I think also there's a lot of it, what I saw, women, because she was a woman, they admired her even more so. I mean, yes, she was the Queen. But that doesn't a queen like that queen didn't come around very often and hasn't come around very often since.
Yes,
and
you're
I
very
think
lucky. You're
to
right.
a lot of women anyway, that she was more than an example for their lifetime.
Yes, and lots of great stories and reflecting back on her life. I was just asking here. I've got some audio there. We don't need to play, but one example of something I viewed recently, Clint. Oh, we got it there of Queen Elizabeth with David Attenborough walking through the gardens of the palace.
She had a sense of humour.
She was just so sweet and sort of engaging. And anyway, this is David Attenborough, just hanging there, Clint, pointing out to the Queen that there was a sundial that was planted in the shade.
I was going to say, a sundial neatly planted in the shade.
Isn't it good? Yes. Had we thought of that? That it was planted in the shade. It wasn't in the shade originally, I'm sure. But maybe we could move it.
Yeah, talking to reminders there, maybe we could move it. So lots of great moments, of course,
exactly.
that we've been watching on various pop platforms. What about the security there? You know, all those people sort of walking through that that hall, and there was something in the news only a few days ago where somebody sort of rushed towards the coffin. He was tackled to the ground. So any security measures as you walked through, Clint?
Oh, you definitely got a sense of a lot of security. I've never seen so many London bobby-headed police officers in my life walking up and down the queue. But the sense of calm that came from the people wanting to pay their respects, in my experience, in the last 14 hours, certainly there were no signs of anything untoward, even possibly being thought of. But yes, there's been a couple of incidences. But right. It's funny also the strictness of the measures. My pen was taken from me out of my pocket because that was seen as a dangerous weapon, perhaps. And then you also have to think, what would be dangerous about a pen going to see the right. coffin of someone, you know?
Like, yeah. Okay, so that is pretty strict. So anything else removed from you? So a pen, maybe because it's got a sharp
No, just the pen, which I'm very upset about because I can't write my notes now at all.
No, that's right. You need a pen,
anyway.
Clint. 133353 for our listeners, Clint, as we broadcast across the Triple M radio network. Have you tuned into the live stream, which I did recently, and what will you be doing on Thursday? That's our public holidays on Thursday, Clint. I watched the live stream of where you are right now, for a little while, and it is very emotional just to watch the faces on people as they walk by, as they bow, their eyes sort of casting, you know, across to her coffin and others around them. It is emotional just to watch, even on a live stream on the TV screen. I can't imagine the emotion from being there.
In that room, I mean, it comes from everywhere, from the room itself, the history of that room, from the coffin, knowing who's inside the coffin, the crown that sits upon the coffin.
Yes.
And then even I was thinking about the flag, and there's stories about where each part of the flag, the material, the thread, and everything that comes to make that flag that is draped on the coffin. And then the soldiers, they're not just your average soldiers guarding that coffin. I'm wondering what kind of preparation these poor lads have gone through. Of course, we all heard the story about one accidentally falling over early in the piece when the Queen started lying in state. But they would have trained for this for their lives. Their sole purpose, perhaps, is to guard a monarch in these circumstances. And they're going to be carrying that coffin around the streets of London tomorrow as we say goodbye to yes. Her Majesty. And I'm going to wander up the Mall now, Pat, and find a spot where I can sit down
yes.
and place myself to watch the what everyone will be watching tomorrow in about 10 hours' time.
And we'd love to speak to you maybe later on the program this morning and again tomorrow. So we appreciate your time there, Clint. Thank you for keeping an eye on it and reporting back to us here in Australia. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the chat. Pleasure to be with you.
Clint Dreeburgh from the UK, working at a local radio station there at Westminster Hall. He's just paid his respects to the Queen, laying in state, and we'll talk to Clint later on this morning and also again tomorrow morning as we head towards the state funeral.